If you're an international student studying master's in Ontario, this video is specially for you. OINP Master's Graduate Stream is a very important PR pathway for international students in Ontario, and in this video, you'll learn if this program is really suited for you, what the main requirements are, and what the process is. An easy way to remember these requirements is to remember a simple framework I called Master's, where M stands for Master's, because the first requirement is that you must have completed a master's degree. Diploma or certificate programs are not eligible for this particular stream. A is for accredited. You must have completed this master's degree from one of the 21 eligible or accredited Ontario universities only. If you graduated from another province within Canada, this stream is not for you, though the international student stream of OINP may still be an option, and I'll talk more about that in detail in the next video. S is for study duration. Your master's program must have been at least 1 year in duration, full-time or equivalent part-time. So full-time means 15 hours per week, so it has to be that. T stands for timing. You must apply within 2 years of your degree completion to be eligible for this stream. So from the date written on your degree to the date you submit your application, the actual application, not the expression of interest, this duration should be 2 years or less. E is for entitlement. If you're applying from within Canada, you must be legally residing in Ontario during your application, not another province or territory, as this goes against your intention to reside in Ontario. You can also apply if you're not inside Canada right now. R is for residency proof. You must prove that you lived in Ontario for at least 12 months in the last 2 years. And this residency doesn't have to be continuous. It can be cumulative. There can be gaps in it. The S is for solvency and skills. You need to have sufficient settlement funds as per your family size. And to meet this requirement, you can show actual proof of funds, your annual earnings from your current employment in Ontario, or a job offer that you have from your Ontario employer. And it can also be a combination of these things. And the second part of this, the last S, is skills. You need to demonstrate a solid language proficiency in English or French at CLB 7 or above. Maybe it's not that solid. As long as you meet this master's criteria, you'll be eligible to create an expression of interest. But how do you know whether you'll be invited to apply for nomination after submission of the COI? That depends on your score, as OINP master's stream is a points-based system. You'll get points based on these 8 factors. I've linked a free calculator in the description that you can download and play around with to see what your score could be. And I have also entered comments in the calculator, so it's easier for you to understand different sections. Let's do a quick simulation of the scores.
So in the OINP master's graduate stream, you get points for all of these factors listed over here. Let's start with your field of study. Let's say you studied engineering, master's in engineering, which is STEM, you'll get the maximum points, 12 points in this particular case. But if you came here for an MBA, which is business, you'll score fewer points. So you can just choose your field of study from this dropdown. Then you'll go for your education. Your highest level of education in this particular case will be master's, and you'll get 8 points for that. Similarly, for your work permit status, if you are on a postgraduate work permit right now, you've already graduated, you get 10 points. Otherwise, you get no points for that. If you've gotten one Canadian credential, you get fewer points. If you have two, for example, let's say you came here for a diploma and then you got your master's degree after that, you can claim more points. In this particular case, let's keep it simple. You came here for master's, you got 5 points. If you've already started working, you can claim points for that based on your earnings in the last year. Otherwise, let's assume you don't have any points. Language is very important, as always, for Canadian immigration. If you have CLB 9, which means 8 in listening, 7 in all others in IELTS general, 8777, you can score higher points. And if you know French, you can claim more points. Otherwise, you get 5 points for language. Another important aspect is where you have found your job.
Last year, there were 7 rounds of invites for this stream, where the minimum score varied from 41 to 52. So if your self-calculated score is in this region, you may have a decent chance of success in obtaining this PNP nomination and this PR. Which brings me to the process steps and fee. Here's how you do it. First of all, you do a self-assessment and see if you score enough points. Then you get the relevant documents ready. For example, your IELTS general or another relevant language exam. You should have that result ready. Ensure you meet the criteria for settlement funds, if your work permit is about to expire, ensure that you apply for a visitor record so you don't go out of status, or another means to stay in status. The reason to check all of this before you create your EOI is because you will only have 14 days to submit your application once you receive an invitation to apply from OINP. After that, you or your authorized representative can create an EOI. Once you receive the invitation, submit the application with all the relevant documents. I'm going to leave a link in the description for the required document checklist. You can check that out. The application may take 60 to 100 days to process, more or less, and the fee is $1,500. Once you receive your nomination, you can then apply for PR using the PR portal. That's about it. If you'd like me to submit your application or review the application that you've prepared, you can get in touch. To join our online community, you can apply in the description. If anyone can benefit from this video, share it with them. Hopefully, they can feel at ease knowing that there is a PR possibility for them. In the next video, I'll talk about the OINP International Student Stream, which may also be a good option for you even if you're not a graduate of an Ontario educational institution. Take care.